Professor Hager, good morning.
Morning.
So, Martin, what effects does alcohol have on the brain that can trigger anxiety?
Yeah, certainly after a long night out when you've had a lot to drink, that can affect your judgment, your awareness, and that can lead also to you ruminating somewhat on what's happened before. You also experience depressed mood, so you'll feel down, and alcohol by definition is a depressant. And so as a result, there is a greater propensity after a heavy night out drinking that you'll feel down, depressed, you'll ruminate on what's happened before, and that can lead to increased levels of depression and anxiety.
And is there like a threshold that starts causing these issues?
Well, it's different for different people. So as we know, some people can tolerate through their natural physiology, but also through their, you know, how often they drink, they will differ in their responses to alcohol. So everybody knows how much they can drink without feeling intoxicated, but they also know how much is what constitutes a heavy session. And yeah, if you've had that heavy session the night before, then it's highly likely that you'll feel those sort of negative, depressive after effects of alcohol.
Will the anxiety resulting from alcohol consumption, is that a prolonged mental health issue, or is this just a temporary condition?
Well, I think for somebody who is, if you've just had the occasional, heavy night out, then it's not likely to have very long-term effects. But if this is something that becomes more persistent, then that's possible. And often there's a sort of a spiral or a downward spiral, because people will often, use drink as a tonic or as a way to cope with depression or anxiety. And so actually the irony is that the anxiety and the depression caused by the alcohol itself and the heavy night out itself could lead someone to turn more to drink in order to cope with that. And of course that can exacerbate the problem.
Right. If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Professor Martin Hager from Curtin University about the cause of stress and guilt the morning after a big night out drinking alcohol. Professor Hager, a project in the UK is currently working to produce a drink known as an alcosynth, which takes the positive effects of alcohol without triggering the stress and guilt. How exactly does that work?
I'm not sure. Perhaps it's a reduced dose. Like, I don't know how that would work exactly.
Right.
But I think the idea is that I'm not sure you could actually take out or disentangle those two effects unless you combined alcohol perhaps with something else. But I'd be a little bit reluctant to do that.
Right. It'll be nice if it does work. If this doesn't work out, though, are there any other ways to avoid anxiety other than simply drinking less or not drinking at all?
I think you've hit the nail on the head. People respond differently to alcohol, and people know where their thresholds lie. So I think the idea would be to be, drink in moderation. The idea is find some way or find some strategy, which means you'll have just enough to feel relaxed and to enjoy your night, but not so much where you're intoxicated, a little bit out of control, and everybody knows what those effects feel like. You feel euphoric, but you also feel dizzy. You feel that you can't control your bodily movements, all that kind of stuff. And if you get to that stage, and if you're getting to that stage on a regular basis, then it may be that you will suffer those after effects. So the idea is to enjoy yourself, have a few drinks, but not take it too far. And there are certain things you can do to put into place before your night out in order to prevent that. So you can sort of say, I'll mix alcoholic drinks with non-alcoholic drinks. I'll only spend a certain amount of money on alcohol, so you can literally restrict how many drinks you can buy. Those kinds of things can be put into place in order to try to minimize how much you drink. Because, you know, the other problem is, of course, when you've had a couple of drinks, that your natural tendency to sort of decline or to say no to being offered a further drink is actually impaired. So what you want to do is to have in advance some strategies to cope with those situations.
Mm. Well, what I do is I'm very much one for one drink, then I have one glass of water, and then that kind of sates that urge of continuing to be drinking something.
Great strategy.
You just leave the lemon slice in, and it's pretty much the same thing.
Well, that's right.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.